Hello, welcome back to episode number 8 of the David Hessian podcast. So today is going to be all about training. So let's start off with what is training. Training is, so the difference between training and just actually doing exercises is training is tracked. So you're tracking your lifts, tracking whatever, because with training you're working towards a specific goal. So that's kind of, you have to track what you're doing, make sure that you're progressing. If you stop progressing, hit a plateau, you need to change something, change a stimulus. So it's like progressive overload, which I spoke about on my Instagram, my first IGTV. So the first thing you have to do is figure out what the goal is. So what I'm going to do here is go through all the kind of goals you could have with training and how what kind of the differences are in them. So let's start with losing fat. So how would you design your training around losing fat? So of course, with losing fat, it's not so much a specific training goal, more so than it is a diet goal. But the few things that you can do is try and build some muscle to increase your BMR, so your basal metabolic rate. So that's just the amount of calories you burn while at rest. So the amount of calories that your body is able to burn just by doing nothing, because you have a lot of muscle tissue to keep fed, and just because of your fitness. So that's one of the things that you could try and do. Burn more calories. So just literally getting exercise done. So resistance training is a great way of burning calories, emptying your glycogen stores and then replenishing them just from the food that you eat. So that burns a lot of calories. Another thing is just doing even steady state cardio. A lot of people like that because it's not as strenuous. Personally, I prefer more intense stuff. But yeah, both things that you can try. Then on to gaining muscle. So gaining muscle is a lot more training based. Of course, still comes down to diet. You have to get enough protein, get into a calorie surplus. But today is just about training. So what you want to do while training for hypertrophy is you want to be in that 8 to 12 rep range. Lower than that is kind of more of a strength. Higher than that is more muscular endurance. So the reason that you have this 8 to 12 rep range is that you're putting enough stress on the muscle fibers to tear them. You're also getting it done in kind of the right amount of time under tension. You don't want to be, if you're going longer, you're not working on building size, because your muscle is thinking, okay, what is this stimulus? What are they trying to get me to adapt to with this stimulus? So if it's a low, very low rep, high weight, your body's kind of thinking, okay, we need to get stronger, whatever. If it's something like an 8 to 12, it's more about size, about increasing hypertrophy, increasing the amount of size. It's not about recruiting the muscle fibers, it's about building more of them. If you go higher than that, it's more about, okay, getting this muscle more fit, more able to keep going, build up its endurance. So you want to be in that 8 to 12 rep range, 3 to 4 sets, gives you the right amount of time under tension, and you want to focus a lot on the eccentric contraction in the muscle. So that's the stretching rather than the shortening, more of the lengthening of the muscle, because that's where a lot of the tears happen. As the fibers tear, they grow back bigger. Obviously, it comes down to your diet, that you have a surplus of calories to allow this to happen. You also want to get the right amount of volume on the muscle. Then on to muscular endurance. With muscular endurance, you're focusing on getting as much volume on the muscle, as many reps as possible. So if you were a long distance runner, but you also had a bit of muscle, you'd be working a lot on your legs, working, building up your muscle endurance, especially if you're doing like trail running where there's a lot of hills, it's not flat ground. Cyclists probably do a bit with that. They'd work on solely legs. That's the only place where they need a bit of strength. Rep ranges could be anything over like 15 reps up to whatever amount. Obviously, you wouldn't be going as heavy with the weight. What you're trying to adapt your muscle to is just being able to lift a certain amount of weight all the time, just over and over again, repetitions. Cardio. So cardio is more about being able to get your heart rate down to keep going for longer. It's kind of like your muscular endurance, but it's working more for your cardiovascular and aerobic system. So being able to keep replenishing the energy as fast as you're using it for a sustained amount of time. So let's say for runners, for swimmers, for whatever it is. So what you want to do with this is you obviously want to be training specifically for what your sport is. What is it you want to improve your cardio on? If it's just cardio you're trying to improve, I'd recommend doing it in a way that you're not hindering your joints. So like obviously if you just want to improve your cardio and not for a marathon or for a run, then I wouldn't recommend running. I'd recommend cycling or swimming, something that doesn't use your joints as much. But then if it is for a sport specifically, of course you're better to do in the sport, because then you're building up the muscular endurance in the muscles that you'll be using. But to train for cardio, it's just about putting in hours, repetitions at the movement, keeping your heart rate elevated for sustained periods of time, so that then your body adapts the way in which you use oxygen, replenish energy, the energy system that you use. So if you were trying to build up like your cardio in a more explosive sport, your anaerobic system, then you train for that. If it's a more aerobic, long distance sort of training, then you train for that. You train specifically for what it is that you're trying to work. So it's very dependent on the sport. For strength or power then. So for this, it's always going to be low rep. So you're working on explosiveness. Obviously, if you're working for a one rep max, you work for a one rep max. If you're working for like a 5 rep max, or just for like you want your strength or your power for a sport, stick around the 5 rep max. A lot of this too is like, so let's say like a deadlift. When you're training a deadlift for power, it's always the concentric that you're working. You see a lot of people deadlifting, they explode up holding the bar and they just like drop it. You're not working on that eccentric contraction where you're lengthening the muscle and trying to tear the fibers. You're working on recruiting the muscle fibers. You give a lot of rest in between. With strength or power, you're working for maximum intensity. So you leave a lot of time to recover between sets so that you can fully recover. You can replenish your glycogen stores, whatever it is, your ATP. It's an immediate kind of release of energy. It's not a prolonged release of energy, so it's just an instant kind of power. You want to keep it maximum intensity. Another thing with your strength or power. So if you're working solely on strength or power, you want to make sure that you're recruiting all the muscle fibers you have before you think about hypertrophy and building more muscle in order to use that. So a thing that they do is they connect electrodes to people's, let's say their legs or their muscles, and they see how much weight they can lift with that muscle if it were done with the electrodes. So that's like if your mind to muscle connection was 100%, no flaw whatsoever, how much that muscle is actually capable of. And then they do that, what if your nervous system was perfectly connected, how much you could lift. Then they test that against how much you can lift while controlling the muscle yourself, and the difference is called your strength deficit. So if you have a large strength deficit, you should focus more on your strength and power sets and reps and training just for that, rather than training for building more muscle to add strength and power. You should be focusing on recruiting the muscle that you do have and creating that connection between your central nervous system and the muscle. So what can happen is a lot of people can build a lot of muscle, but it's not as functional because they're not as good at recruiting all the fibers in their muscles. And that's why you have someone like Eddie Hall, or someone who's, they're absolutely huge, but every muscle that they have, they're recruiting every last bit. And that's the difference between other guys who are as big as, who are massive and aren't as strong as people like him. They just they use everything they have. There's no waste as such. That's kind of everything with training. So it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. It takes a lot of time. You just have to track everything, track your lifts, focus on progressing all the time, train specific to what it is that you're trying to do. Always have the goal in mind when designing your program. A lot of people will just make a program, give it to everyone, be like, oh. And for a lot of people, you will see results with that, because if you're going from not training at all, anything you do is better than nothing. But as you start to plateau, you have to get more specific with what your goal is and what it is that you want to do. So whatever it is that you're aiming for, break it down. So let's say what I've written on my board here, if it was gain muscle, you have to think about the sets, the reps, the amount of volume for muscle gain, why it is that you want to do it. If it's muscle gain for a sport, maybe you should be thinking more strength and power. Maybe you should be thinking lower reps. Also, if you're going for just to gain muscle, and you're on that 8 to 12 rep, and you've been doing 8 reps, 8 whatever, and you're not progressing, you have to start adding weight, or else adding reps, go up to 12 reps, then as soon as you get to 12 reps, add 5 kg each side, go down to 8 reps for the same amount of sets. Increase the time under tension maybe a little bit. All these things you have to change up. Make sure that you're always improving, otherwise you'll get sick of it and you won't stick to it. You have to just keep your training interesting by always progressing. Hope this helps. If there's anything else that you'd like to know about, hit me a DM on Instagram. Always open to suggestions. Yeah, hope you enjoyed it.